Week 9, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Bright as fire in darkness, sharper than a sword, lives throughout the ages God's eternal word. Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity of might, compassed in your glory, give the world your light. I love you, Lord, my strength. Psalm 17. I love you, Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my saviour. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me, the torrents of destruction assailed me, the snares of the grave entangled me, the traps of death confronted me. In my anguish I called to the Lord, I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice, my cry came to his ears. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord saved me because he loved me. Psalm 17 continued. Then the earth reeled and rocked, the mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at his terrible anger, smoke came forth from his nostrils, and scorching fire from his mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under his feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim, he flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his covering, the dark waters of the clouds his tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens, the Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed, the foundations of the world laid bare, at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me, he drew me forth from the mighty waters, he snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saved me because he loved me. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God who lightens my darkness. Psalm 17 continued. He rewarded me because I was just, repaid me for my hands were clean, for I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not fallen away from my God. For his judgments are all before me, I have never neglected his commands, I have always been upright before him, I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere you show yourself sincere. With the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God I can scale any wall. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. All wondered at these gracious words. They marvelled at what the Lord was saying. A reading from the book of Job, chapter 32. These three men said no more to Job, because he was convinced of his innocence. But another man was infuriated, Elihu, son of Barachel the Buzite of the clan of Ram. He fumed with rage against Job for thinking that he was right and God was wrong, and he was equally angry with the three friends for giving up the argument and thus admitting that God could be unjust. While they were speaking, Elihu had held himself back because they were older than he was. But when he saw that the three men had not another word to say in answer, his anger burst out. This Elihu, son of Barachel the Buzite, spoke next. He said, I am still young, and you are old, so I was shy, afraid, to tell you what I know. Now, Job, be kind enough to listen to my words and attend to what I have to say. Now, as I open my mouth, and my tongue shapes words against my palate, my heart shall utter sayings full of wisdom, and my lips speak the honest truth. Refute me, if you can. Prepare your ground to oppose me. See, I am your fellow man, not a god. Like you, I was fashioned out of clay. God's breath it was that made me, the breathing of the Lord that gave me life. Thus, no fear of me need disturb you. My hand will not lie heavy over you. How could you say in my hearing, for the sound of your words did not escape me, I am clean and sinless, I am pure, free of all guilt? Yet he is inviting grievances against me, and imagining me as his enemy. He puts me in the stocks, he watches my every step. In saying so, I tell you, you are wrong. God does not fit man's measure. Why do you rail at him for not replying to you word for word? God speaks first in one way and then in another, but no one notices. He speaks by dreams and visions that come in the night, when slumber comes on mankind, and men are all asleep in bed. Then it is he whispers in the ear of man, or may frighten him with fearful sights, to turn him away from evil-doing, and make an end of his pride, to save his soul from the pit and his life from the pathway to Sheol. With suffering, too, he corrects man on his sickbed, when his bones keep trembling with palsy, when his whole self is revolted by food, and his appetite spurns dainties, when his flesh rots as you watch it, and his bare bones begin to show, when his soul is drawing near the pit, and his life to the dwelling of the dead. A responsory from Romans 11. How rich are the depths of God, how deep his wisdom and knowledge, how inscrutable are his judgments. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counsellor? How inscrutable are his judgments! A reading from the commentary of Pope St. Gregory the Great on the Book of Job. Quote, Job, I ask you for a hearing now. Now is my turn to tell you what I know. End of quote. It is a characteristic of arrogant teachers that they are unable to present their teaching modestly, that they fail to serve, as they should, the truths which they hold. They make it plain by their words that when they are teaching, they fancy themselves seated on some lofty place of eminence, and they look down on their hearers standing far below them, on the lowest level, as persons who scarcely merit their domination, not to say their concern. The words of the Lord, through the prophet, are well directed against them. Quote, With force and harshness you have ruled them. End of quote. For men rule with force and harshness when they are concerned not to correct those under them by calm reasoning, but to bend them by harsh domination. Sound teaching, on the other hand, measures its earnestness in avoiding this sin of pride in thought by its eagerness to attack with its words the teacher of pride himself. It takes care not to proclaim him by an arrogant manner while it attacks him with pious words in the hearts of hearers. It strives to preach in what it says and manifest in what it does humility, the mistress and mother of all virtues, in order to commend this more by conduct than by words to those who are seeking the truth. This is why Paul speaks as if he had forgotten the dignity of his own apostleship in the words to the Thessalonians, quote, We were babes among you. End of quote. Similarly, the apostle Peter says, quote, Always be prepared to make a defence to anyone who calls you to account for the hope that is in you. End of quote. And he adds to emphasize that our teaching must be presented in the proper way, quote, Yet do it with gentleness and reverence, and keep your conscience clear. End of quote. When Paul says this to Titus, quote, Command these things, teach them with all authority, end of quote, he is not recommending the domination of power, but the force of his disciples' life. A man teaches with authority what he first practices himself before preaching to others. For when conscience is an obstacle to speech, what is taught is more difficult to accept. So then, Paul is not recommending the power of haughty words, but the trustworthiness which comes from good conduct. Our Lord, too, we are told, taught as one who had authority, and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. He alone spoke with a unique authority, because he had committed no sin from weakness. It was from the power of his divinity that he possessed that which he bestowed on us through the sinlessness of his humanity. Responsory from 1 Peter. All wrap yourselves in humility to be servants of each other, because God refuses the proud and will always favour the humble. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Because God refuses the proud and will always favour the humble. Let us pray. Lord God, by whom our lives are governed with unfailing wisdom and love, take away from us all that is harmful, and give us all that will be for our good. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.